Kuf Mem Ches Sif Hey, the Mishapurus and Sif Hey, some cotton Yud Zion. So he said, even though Velas is not Noyag and Moyag, and Ninus is Noyag, she also blots of the yain, so only can't have meat, can't drink wine. All the lochas that apply to the lochas of Aninus, he doesn't make brachas, he's potter from mitzvahs. All that's going to be. So it's an interesting question. So I pointed out to you that the tzitzidaim is mechuyim in still. So what about eating in a sukkah? The idea behind the tzitzidaim is that you wash your hands because you may not eat without washing your hands. Isurim apply to an oinon.
Isurim apply to what?
An oinon has isurim. It doesn't do mitzvah say, but he has isurim. He doesn't make a bracha when he washes his hands. He doesn't make a bracha when he eats. Doesn't bench when he finished. But he can't eat without washing his hands. So now, he can't eat outside of the sukkah either. So we have to eat in the sukkah. So that really gets involved in how you look at sukkah. Is there an isser to eat outside of the sukkah? Or is there a mitzvah in the sukkah? It's a mitzvah. He's not mochiv in the mitzvah. He's eating in the sukkah, so he can eat wherever he wants. If that mitzvah generates an iser that you may not eat outside of the sukkah, so Michos Chinuch has this as a shiloh. Is there an iser to eat outside of the sukkah, or is it, all there is just a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah? And Nafkamina will be by the case of an oinon. Ayer Deish Tim and Shimri Mal with all the lachas of an oinon. Let's say on Yom Tov, and he's not going to play. Vayner writes to the cover. Shalokim in writes to the cover. So he can't bury on Yom Tov because we only do it Ayin Akum, and the Goyim are not agreeable to do it for him. Take a look at the table of the Sharet Tzion in Yud Beis. He says the Goyim are not agreeable to bury, do the burial process. We're going to rub. Do also the Shita Soi. Mashakosim is some cotton ches. The other Sheni. Feel in a road to the cover. Chalal Lavaninus. The Kichol Shavur Abanu. We sell the Gabi Mace. We made the second day Yom Tov like Chol. You're allowed to do whatever you need. In Kain al Karkoko, is that Koya Yom Tov Rishon? We have the Rishon. Haloi also the cover. You know Yisrael. So what's it mean? It's up to if he doesn't want to bury. That's the Magen Rabbis Kasha. The other Shein, there's a Dinus anyway. The other Rishon, it's up to the Goyim. So when is it totally in if he wants? So he explains it means the Chay Pirusha Akum and a Retzim Lekabra. It means the Goyim are not agreeable to bury. He never pregunted Masha the Kabbalah is the Magen Rabbim Dim Yochel Ahasik Akum Lekabra. Actually, my mind is that, but let's say in a case where the Goyim are agreeable, he decides he doesn't want to get involved in doing that. Kalabaninus Balkarkoi, in that situation, there would be Aninus, because he has that, the Kiev, which he's choosing not to do. But the Kiev, therefore, the Din Aninus would apply. So that's what we've got to understand the Magen Avraham. But he has died to learn here. I think that's incorrect. So Tom Rush, the Hachi Nikra Ayin Akum Chalav Aninus. Why is it an Aninus? If the Goyim is burying him, it's not the Jew's responsibility to bury. So why does the Jew have an Aninus? The answer is Yeshuv L'Tzarcha Hapchila Or Matachrima. He has to take care of all the needs which are necessary to bury. So that's also part of the responsibility of the relative. If he's anointed, and he's also been mitzvah, put him in a mitzvah. If he's not agreeable to have the goyim marry. Well, ain't tzarich lach, it's tzarich kavua. So he doesn't need to get ready the item which is necessary for burial because he's not meister, they're not burying.
I'm confused. I guess I don't understand. I thought the Ninus is a period between the Kakira and the Kakira.
Right, so I framed Bakara not saying it. Yeah,
it's to do with the song. Right. That's the time.
What?
Let's do it with the song. That's the time.
There are two dinim in Aninus. One dinim in Aninus is because the Torah created a council called Aninus. That person is in that state of mourning. It arises the day of the Miso. I mean, the Rabbanan, they extended it even beyond that. So that's relevant to the Kohen, who's an Aninus, can't do a vada in the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohen Gadol could do a vada as an Aninus, but he can't eat. The person can't eat Maaser Sheni when he's an Aninus. So that's from the time of the Ptira until the Kavura. Okay. I mean, Rice is the day of the Ptira, but Rabbanu they send until the Kavura, if the Kavura is not the same day. There's a second din in Aninus, that Aninus is also Rebosu V'yayin, is some element of Aninus, and he's part of all mitzvahs. That halacha is tied with the word understands that since he is responsible to take care of the kavura of the nifter, so we take all of the responsibilities off of him to allow him to be focused only on that responsibility. And it's based on the concept of Oseh B'mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah. Therefore, on Shabbos you may not bury. There's no denying on Shabbos. Right. So in the case with the Ptira is immediately before, prior to Shabbos, the Ptira is on Shabbos, person on Shabbos is chayv in all mitzvahs that there's no denarinus. Now I get to Chol HaMoed, or I get to Yom Tov. So in Yom Tov we have certain kulas where we allow burial Hagadei Akum on the first day. So theoretically the person is then dealing with the burial process. So he's an Aina. So he's now Oseh in the mitzvah Kura, and he's partnered from other mitzvahs. Now, whatever reason, he doesn't want to use the Akum. So he's made a decision on you not to bury. So the Rebbe says, I don't care. But if you're in a place where the Akum are available, and they're agreeable, so you have the responsibility to bury. So if a person who's an Aynan, because if he has the responsibility to bury, chooses not to bury, he doesn't lose the status of an Aynan. In a case where it's impossible, yes. In a case where the government refused, the cases where the Shulam talks about cases, you know, where the government not allowing any kibbutz at this point in time. So you're not being going to see mitzvah anymore. So once the miyayish will recover, once they've given up any hope of being successful, marrying him, there's no one needs anymore. But otherwise, a prison's an item. So what do we do in a case where on Yom Tov, normally because the person has a personal responsibility to bury, and this is all part of that process. Over here, he doesn't have the personal responsibility. He has the responsibility to have the goy bury. So the goy says no. The goy says yes, and he says no. So what happens then? So Sharon says no. The pshat here, since he's not allowed to bury himself,
remember the melach.
So his real chiyuv is not the kura, but once the guy agrees to the kura, is the other things. But once that the guy is not doing the kura for whatever reason, so there's nothing else to take care of. So not annoyed.
So I hear what you're saying, but I must still lose a point because it seems to me that today, when the chaver kedusha takes care of everything, that no person never knows.
So now that's a good question. So the Gemara actually says there was something called Masul HaKatofim. Masul HaKatofim was that the Katofim where the people carried on their shoulder. So the Gemara says from the point in time where the relative would give over the nifter to the Katofim to carry to bury, he's no longer an item. So theoretically, giving over to the Chaver Kedusha would be equivalent to Moshe Katofim. So, However, since any issues, any questions which come up, anything he still has to be responsible for, so we don't relieve him of his status of an owner because of that backup responsibility still also. Now, when my father was nifter in 1986, so my mother was not so familiar with the... So she put down a Jewish funeral home, but it wasn't a from Jewish funeral home. So it wasn't the one that the standard one which was used by the Orthodox from community. So they allowed us to do everything properly, but the fellow was very not accommodating in sense of money. Like his goal was to make as much money as possible. We had a lot of problems with him. So I remember, we had this major blowout with him vis-a-vis some issues. And we worked it all out. I said, okay, now everything is done. So I called up in my Pesach. I said, okay, everything is done. Everything's been signed. Everything is done. It's all turned to the shop. I'm Chayim. He says, no, you're not. Not Chayim, this is yet. Half an hour later, I get a phone call from my sister that there was a glitch. He wants a lawyer to write up a contract, relieving him of any responsibility if there's any problem. He wants the lawyer to. So there were still problems, even though we thought everything was finished. It's still not finished. So I said, I saw the rabbi was right. That you think you're finished, you're still not finished. So when I yelped, it becomes a little more complicated, because what exactly is there to do in the average case? Let me show you my good test. Well, let me tell you. So he said, however, if a person is going to be leaving immediately at the end of the Yom Tov to travel to the next town over, whatever it is, to get Sarkei Kvur that he needs, so he's going to go at the end of Yom Tov, towards the end of the tomb, be able to leave immediately after Yom Tov, beyond the tomb to get there as quickly as possible. So from that point in time, and he's going out there to be Machshech al tomb, he's really considered like he's been Isaac in Yonim of taking care of the Nifter. So now he's an Einan. Okay. Well, let me cut. Even though he plans to do that earlier in the day, he says, okay, at the end of the day, I'm going to go out there. But until he does it, he didn't do it. If Itaka doesn't go out to the end of the tomb, he stays home, even though it's 10 minutes till the end of the Yom Tov, but he's 5 minutes or so, because he can't do anything yet. This only applies while he's out there. I'm laying up the shani. Can I be called a mitzvah? So the case of he was going from Yom Tov Rishon to Yom Tov Shani. She says, I have a problem. I don't understand. Once we said, Chazal said, that Yom Tov Shani is considered like weekdays, and you'll have to do whatever you want for the mace and Yom Tov Shani. So this conversation doesn't make any sense. We mashach al tchum at the end of Yom Tov Rishon, that's why you're anointed. Means otherwise, you're not anointed. Why not? Either way, you're still anointed. Because Yom Tov Shani is Kitzur. He says, no, that's only by the day of Yom Tov Shani. Since the standard was not to bury Belila in most places, so therefore, in those type of places, he doesn't get the divinoiner by nighttime. Now, it's a fair question they ask. So, a person should never be anointed in Belila. A person has a relative as nifter 5 o'clock in the afternoon. If the top says, 6 o'clock, he says, okay, I'm not anointed. We don't bury Belila. an oiden until the following morning. That's not true. A person is an oiden belayla.
She
says there is not the very belayla. So there is not the very nighttime. So why is it oiden nighttime? So he says, Elamai, you said that that's true, but there's a lot to take care of beforehand. So, well, Yot HaShede, what should you say? He says, that's true, but Yot HaShede, we're arguing over here. He said, oinen on Yot HaShede, because the Chazal gave it a status of like Chol Gabi Meis. That statement that Chazal gave a status like Chol Gabi Meis, since most people don't bear a lot, the Chazal did not give it a status of Chol Gabi Meis. Because there's no reason to do that. So now it remains like Yot HaShede. So, at a time of nighttime, even though it's not the derech, the berry at nighttime, it's still the derech to take care of it. But over here, that's not that, the reason why they were giving it a status of an oinah, whether he's planting the berry or not, I don't care, is because the dog gave it a status of a chol. That doesn't apply to life. Says it comes out according to the fees. Half the shemais, the mays, b'shmini atzer. But to the cottage, and the elder said, "Was turn with baruch of mitzvah, baruch of zemar." So he could do the mitzvah halayla. Because even oinah doesn't do mitzvah, he's not oinah yet. Okay. If a mays is nifter yom sheni, yom sheni, he's planting the berries that day. Who writes the cover of Babi Yom? Labdavka. Some kosher that comes to be able to cover it. Even if he's not going to be able to get it done today, but since he could, as long as it's available, the fuke he be efshel to cover it. Machla shukago akum goy desacher. Many times the guy wouldn't do the work. I'm sorry, the guy wouldn't even allow kavura during their chaga. No Jews allowed to bury any niftora for some other reason. So then, lechal of denanidus, ma'alim b'shem ainal b'shiburus of cotton yudal. So, see what I have to build in the law is that a person who's anointed is puffed from mitzvah. He says in the case where they're not allowing any burial at all, so he's not anointed. Okay. Or, he's planted the berry on day one through the using non-Jews. So then, Kalalov, Aninus. It is Kalaninus. Going to be regular, also the return. So, person is an Ainan. So, we have the dinam of Aninus, which have to do with Oisim Mitzvot and Mitzvot, which passes him from Mitzvot to Say, etc. But he's also Oisim Mitzvot and Mitzvot, because he's in a state of tremendous sorrow. So, I mean, he has a status, he's also a Mitzvot. So that includes he can't learn Torah. The Osir is simple. Kuli Hashem Yishur Masan Tulev. Koshin Chosin Laulus Matara. Not gonna be. Fine. If you look at the language of the Magen Avraham, is mashma the Af B'Shosh Eni Yochel Kavri. This point of Isur Simcha, that's not totally in the ability to bury. That's not because of Isur Mitzvah Potim in the Mitzvah. That's because he's in a state of bitterness, not a pain, a state of Simcha. So even if he can't bury, or he's not planning to bury, he still should have that Isur. She said, "Chanam." That's what the Magen Avraham sounds like. The cave and shay oz ain't dinner in the salon, but Lama ye also be the return.
You wash it. Okay.
So the Dalai of Vava, the Vita Yesh, are really having problems with this Magen Avraham. And the Lash of the Magen Avraham seems to be impeccable. The Magen Avraham says, Deisur Simcha is an independent Isser from the Lach of Oisim Vita Patu and Mitzvah. So even a person who's not anointed, it's not that because he can't, for whatever reason, he can't bury. So he's not been oisik in Mitzvah. But the Isser of Limud Torah is only the Simcha or the lack thereof, and he's also a Simcha. That's the Magen Avraham. So the Magen Avraham says that's a good swara, but the Maisa Chazal did not split the two. And a person who has the status of an oinen, because he's responsible to bury, gets the Isser of Simcha. A person who does not have the status of an oinen, because he's not responsible to bury at this point in time, does not get an Isser of Simcha. So that's how you. That's an argument. There's no avelus beregel. We may mace beregel. We don't do regel this of avelus because they're not really available at this point in time. We attempt to give him elements of lechon. Okay. Lach regel kashiyichlo yeshiva the mises amaze. Now, Anudin, after 7 days have passed from the time of the death of the Nifter, even though the sitting of the Shiva has not ended, Malach do not say that here, we will tell you. The bottom person will be seen up as a base. Fine. So we're going to create a cooler. We're going to count the din of Malacha. So an obel is also Malacha. So now there's an obel also to Malacha himself. Ali will count the Malacha for him. Separate number of it. So if the Kohen has a business and the business is left unattended for 7 days, it's potential to lose clients, etc. So you're allowed to maintain the business. He can't be involved in it. Somebody else will do it for him. There's not a number of it. So not only can he not work on his fields, property, items, etc., but nobody else could either. He's saying over here, if 7 days have passed from the time of the Tira, so and they, that's the argument saying, so Pesach starts on the 6th, the 15th of this. So the 15th and the 16th? Are you up to the Shem Shagolius? Then you have. Then you have 4 days of Cholam Moed. We're talking about some of them. So the Kippur was on 17th of this. So the Kippur and the Kippur. So now, he's going to start sitting Shiva after Yom Tov. However, that which he cannot have a lawful dog, even on Yom Kippur, starts can be counted from the 17th of this. That's day one. Right? By the time the Pesach was over, they said Pesach was over, 6 days have passed. One day after Pesach, Yisrochag is the seventh day, and that's it. And now he's sitting Shiva, but he can't go to work, but there's nothing stopping other people from doing work for him. In that situation.
You know what, I still want to wait.
Okay. Somebody should call a dime the color of A's. He's still sitting Shiva still. Now, however, we say Babatei. It shouldn't look like he told them to do it, etc. They do it privately. Sula Bitsino, again, they do it privately. So basically, even in his own house.
So, in a sense, okay.
Now, Bain Trickle and Nachma are regal, and then you have to be a regal. So, you say you're not going to be Nachma during the regal. So already we're Menachem. So he's going to sit Shiva, but there's no chiyuv to be Menachem if we're already Menachem. So the period of Nichum is 7 days. There's also Shloshim, the back, the first 2 days are for crying, and 7 days are for Nichum. Ikra's on him. So it's done already. So, based on the amount of days which they've already been speaking with him, Menachem, during the Chol HaMoed, he was not sitting Shiva. But his Shiva is relevant that he's in the Kabbalah not coming. There's no need to keep him Menachem afterwards. He's sitting Shiva with the Ochi to Menachem. Okay, Shabura Kobes. Nothing else I need to do. People never should know, but even someone which is not, there's no potential loss by not doing it. How do I know? The number of it puts on your hair, if you live in Basra, if you live in Yabrishonim Shachar Red. He's weird that someone should pay. Say, hey, the Rabbah, we let someone do it, he can't do it himself. We allow other people to do it for him while he's sitting. I'm a bush because of the Mudabra of it, but the last is my answer. So that's, that becomes a question. But I can argue the following. Even though Ivana, you should do it on your hair, that's not an option. Possibly you're allowed to do it on your outside. So there's some of the Sherman that would say that you're allowed to do it on your outside in the case. Now, that halacha is only after the first 3 days. Because we know there are different gradations of availus. There's 12 months, there's the Shloshim, there's the Shiva. In the Shiva itself, there are actually two gradations of availus, the first 3 days and the rest. So, for the first 2 days of Mark Homer, that even the Rabbi should be doing it. After the first 3 days, he's allowed to do the Rabbi bit by Atzma. Famous match with the Mayor Schuster. Famous match with the Mayor Schuster. Double Ovid is here. Mayor Schuster was just nifted. He was just sick for a few years. He's not a commission. Very sick. But he was just nifted this week. So, doing a yeshiva for his daughter, the daughter was nifted, nifteris. So, they raised the shout to the yashiv that the work he does with the person, nobody else is able to do instead of him. So, it's never ha'oved, if you're allowed to be. For financial purposes, he should be allowed to go to the coastal and work the coastal and invite people and talk to people and take people to the Long Shubi Shibis. That's a double Ovid, and the double Ovid is there, Prince of Hisham. So Ryasha said they're right, Mikra said they're right. But, you know, it looked like he's not being disabled on the tear of his daughter. So they should try that. So the different versions of the way I heard it. One is that he should do it, he should, like, you know, only do it sometimes, not the whole time, whatever. I saw a quoter recently, you know, where they had a write-up about it. They said it was Rosh told not to do it. But I remember that the Pesach was, the way I heard it, Pesach was he actually did go to the Kaisel. Okay. can have an ayin akerim libatem in their homes.
It's not hardcore dumbbell.
Now, so the Mishabur, what's the big Yiddish over here? How about the Gamachal Ovel? Dom came along to us, all you need to hear him say, yeah. Any Ovel, other people could do work for him. In their home, not in his home. Tisa Bir, Desim, Shom, Sifir, Chaz. So what's the big Shmitz over here? So the Mishabur, nay. Then Hosam, Dafi, the Kabbalahs. Rabbi Shekibu, Malach, and Tavish, and Asa Ovel. I'll put there for you, Mayabe. So he says you require two things. It should be a kabbalonis situation as opposed to a skirra. So the kabbalonis is he's a makabal, he accepted on himself the responsibility for the whole process. So you hire a tailor, I give a tailor a job, he's supposed to take my make a suit for me or alter the suit. I'm not paying him as a day worker, he's working for me. Paying him for a job. So Kablon is, since while he's actually working, he's not working for me. He's been hired to do a job, and he's doing his job. And he'll present me with the item and get paid. So we look at it as if he's working for himself, not for me. As opposed to a Skira, who's hired, he's paid by the day or paid by the hour.
Not external.
He's working for me. So that after that, you can have Ayin Akhir, they can do it in Kablonis. They do it in their whole home. This is a case where it's Kablonis. They're not working for him, really. They're working for themselves. A. And B, he was given the item before the veil started. What's the first thing over here? My thing over here. It's what to even the mea avelus. Now it sounds like he doesn't say it's what to even the kablonis, which is what you expected him to say. He says that requirement you must give the item before, we ought to give it during the avelus also. It sounds like he still agrees that she's done in the requirement of doing a form of kablonis, not a form of sirion. That's available, we should do that.
For example, this afternoon, right. Not been salted. Roasting was an eitzah, but salted wasn't. You know what I mean? Basar, shenishra, the eitzah,
chavdai, so basic. Should the shalom was shemais le meis viyam? The two partners, they have a business together. One of them, they have a patir on yom. Also, going harash mi prag, ben reshmul mi prag. Lesser, the partner can't open up the business. Can I be sure about like other veilers? What does he mean like other veilers? What's the learning? The after the tzorich lahavdin shlishi yamim, after yamim. Because should I give a shower veil as a yin shuttif? Can he use the shum here and there? Say, if the father of a friend of mine is shuttif. Any case of a shuttif, so the shuttif has to wait till 3 days, the reason of a past, which the mandrega of veil is less, then he can go over the business. For today, even though he's the shuttif, really has the right to his own money, he can't open the business. So same thing over here. We're going to wait those 3 days.
Here's what he's doing. Is the guy allowed to salt it and then give the roast?
Okay. He's a shum here. There is a problem of friend of mine. He goes to the bear. Hate him. Shemel Yozuto. So far we have. Shemel Yozuto. Saying this thing, and the Rashi Prague, that the Shutiv is also the first 3 days.
So, of course, he frames it in the beginning. Because the Chachamim should just
said. Okay, because Mazanim Hilda's available class keeps up a test. Din base. Hey, Rishim El Yorabo, the Hokil. No, that's strange. El Yorabo and El Yorabo are the same person. Right. He wrote two books, Sworn. comes from Elio Rabba, from Elio Zuta. It's a play on the Gemara. The Gemara says that Elio Rabba, when he taught what's being referred to as Tana Elio, he taught it to Rav Kahana. He taught it two sessions. So one session was a longer session. That resulted in what's called Tana Elio Rabba. The shorter session was called Tana Elio Zuta. So this Elio Shapiro wrote the same for Elio Rabba. Elio Zuta played off on that. He had two swords. So we have a little bit of a conflict. What exactly he said? Because Berhete quotes Elio Zuta saying that the Shutev has a problem. Until the 3 years are over. But the Chovan Zadim says, in the name of Elio Rabba, Lahaka, not in base, we have Risha, the Chovan. So, what the Lashon of the Tachon is to take about for Yom? The way, somebody told you that Nichum starts immediately. He was not going to bail until after Yom. So the clock, which prohibits the partner from working, also starts immediately. So the time after is over, he passed his clock. So we have the Eli Rabba saying the case of the missed here was the first day of Holomoy. So you have 4 days of Holomoy, you have 2 days of Yom Tov. Now it's day seven already. Mr. Shudim, the Yisrochak is day seven. Go over your store. Even though the Holomoy will sit Shiva for six more days, but you can go over your store. The case where the tier of the was Erev Yom Tov, so now at best it's day four. So he's also matter on that. Erev Yom Tov is day one. Yom Tov is day two. Yom Tov Sheni is day three. Now it's day four. So he's making on it also. But Shemur says the mice, that's not where you're not going to go that far. The Nichum does not continue after the regal more than the days already minus the days already of Nichum which have existed. So here we have a situation, Mr. Bruce says, we have a minig, the night before the end of the Chodoydi, at the end of the Chodoydi, we bring the oval in, every says a Malki Menachem is during Kabbalah Shabbos. So the person had a Ptir Cholomoy. 7 days have passed since the Kabbalah. We didn't start sitting Shiva until after Yom Tov was over, which, for argument's sake, the Yom Tov was over, he started sitting Shiva on Wednesday. But the Ptira was the week before on Friday. Or on Thursday. So now when he comes Friday night, he goes to shul, you don't say Malki Menachem is. Because the 7 days of Nichum already have passed, because those are counted for the time of the Purim. Even though he's in the middle of Shiva, you don't do that Nichum. You
really need to wash it. No. I mean, that's like the Pidyabha kind of thing.
Sip Zion.
First she can raise it. No.
I'll tell the case where the material was.
Yes.
I'll tell the case where the material was on Yom Tov or on Kolom. Mace cut a meregel. Menoga Velas. So the person started Shiva before Yom Tov. Philo Shah Achas did their regel. Even for 1 hour before the Yom Tov. Then Yom Tov comes, but the Menoga Zerah Shlosh. Zerah Shiva, thank you. The halachas of Shiva are fulfilled with that 1 day of sitting, with that 1 hour of sitting. And we pointed out before that the days of Yom Tov, the regal count towards his 30 days. All right, Shiva lift their regal. Bereg. We count that one day that he sat as if he sat for 7 days. So that he already has 7 days of Avelus behind. Yom that comes and adds 7 more days of Avelus behind. And now, so you have 14 days already. He counts another 16 days and he's done with it. Even though from the time of the Kippur was on the 14th of Tishrei at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the time the 15th of Tishrei starts, that at nightfall, he's counted 7 days. But Mr. Medaka should not have been so very short. There was a Bayless which he actually did during that time. He didn't realize, he thought he's part of a Avelis. Or intentionally decided not to do Avelis. Okay. I show you some of the in case there wasn't enough time to do it. It's either he did it, chose not to do Avelis at his own volition, or there wasn't time to do Avelis. So we're there in Regal Mavato Avelis, he didn't cover me. Since he wasn't doing Avelis before Yom Tov, the regal is not Mavato, the din of Avelis. And we deal with him as if he was Kaiver Mesa Bereg. Yeah. So the Mishnah Berurah Chavot. Another Avelis is cutting Phil Shachas. Lad after Shua. Doesn't have to be a full hour. The Shlomer is a man who wants to any time. So, you know, the situation that happens many times, we're afraid that by the time they leave the Beis Olam, they come back. So they're in the Beis Olam, they put down a chair, and the oval sits down on the chair, and he's on Bailey's chair. Everybody walks by and says, I'm up, and that's it. He was like a Bailey before the regal. So the regal comes, he's in the Bible ship. I'm bringing the Lab Dav Kim Log by Chalitza's men. Who was in Log, the Fias, and meet the Lab Dav, he didn't think of a shoot yet. So the Log is, and Einar is not Chai with Chalitza's men. Hey, Yossi wanted to take care of the Tzarka Mace. She's going here and there, etc. We're not going to ask him to do that barefoot. It's going to be a hindrance, not a help.
Now, why is that?
But once the Kippur is done, he has to take off his shoes. On the other hand, if the Beis Olam is bumpy and rocky and gravelly and etc., he's allowed to wear his shoes because he's not wearing his shoes. He's wearing his shoes to protect his feet because of the potential danger which is there. That's mutter. We do say actually they should put some dirt into the shoe, if possible. But so now he didn't do that yet. He turned over the chair. Once he did something of the veil of Shiva, it's done.
But if there's Shishim, it's actually
the man regular the young counts the system for the Shloshim. And we tell Shloshim also a little bit of several regal. Tell him the goods and the Shloshim they made him. So there are going to be some halachas which are during the regal because of their limitations. They're not obvious, so they're not available for Brehesia. And they're going to be limit what he's allowed to do during the young. So one thing is the wearing freshly laundered clothing. He's in the during Shloshim, the president can't put on freshly laundered clothing. So he can't do that for regal either. Kalim Meguatzi, Chadashim Levon. Kalim, which have been Meguatzi, which is like pressed out, new ones and white ones. In certain cases, a person can get a haircut and wash his clothing during the but a person who's during Shloshim is not mutter to get a haircut. He's not mutter to wash his clothes. Now, but there's a Shloshim, also be cool up. These things are not, which are not obvious, they're not available for us, and they're mutter. Cousin Shanos Isha Erva Regal, Masecha Regal Meslame. The law is a cousin, if he has a patera during the Shiva Jay Mishnah, he's not knowing Avelis during that time. Because right now it's his special personal Zan of Simple. And that overrides his key of Avelis. So now do those days count? The answer is normally no. But now this overlapped with Yom Tov. We said Yom Tov counts in the seventh day. That's very nice. But over here, he's in the middle of his own personal thing. There's no avails. So it doesn't count. He's allowed to do everything. He can wash his clothing, get a haircut, all that's what he should be able to do. So there's no avails for clouds, then he can't count. So the guy is the
way,
he didn't get a haircut and he didn't wash his clothing. He can't do it during Yom Tov. That's because of Yom Tov, not because of Avelis. So he has to count the full 30 days, starting from the day that he starts his avails. Okay. One more. Didn't occur. Remains of a regal. Didn't have a chance to do any avails at all before Yom Tov. He didn't occur. Remains of a regal. The Shemayim went to Dvarim Shemitzina. If he's in the middle of a regal of avails, the Dvarim Shemitzina apply. If it's Mavatul Shiva, there's no Dvarim Shemitzina. He's also Talmud Torah. He's also Tashas Amito. The Shiva after the regal. He only starts counting 7 days after the regal. In regal, other than the minion. However, they will count towards the 30 days. Okay, so hold it, my sin. Yes, it's holding it.